Lawmakers and app users have a lot of questions for Facebook and app makers again. That's after a Wall Street Journal report found that 11 popular apps have been sharing sensitive personal data about things like ovulation, heart rate, and body weight with Facebook without users' knowledge, even when app users aren't Facebook users. We're going to take a closer look now with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is a senior editor for Recode, and he joins us now from San Francisco. Hi, Kurt.
Hello.
So some of the names of the apps this report looks into are Flow Period, an ovulation tracker, Better Me, Instant Heart Rate, and Truly a Real Estate app. Give us an overview of the kinds of information these apps have been sharing with Facebook.
Yeah, the names of some of the apps kind of give it away there, but we're talking about a whole slew of data and information, some of it not quite so sensitive. For example, maybe a home that you were looking at buying online. Some of it incredibly sensitive, you know, maybe your heart rate or details about your menstrual cycle. So some of this was health or finance related, which is obviously, you know, that's very personal stuff that people want to know where it exists online, especially who it's being shared with.
So at least five of the apps say they've stopped sharing this data with Facebook since the journal contacted them about it. But explain to us how these apps are able to share data with Facebook even when the app user doesn't use the Facebook platform.
Right. So Facebook offers app developers, the people who, you know, build these apps, it offers them a number of software tools in order to kind of build and maintain their product. And one of those tools is an analytics tool. And so if you've built an app and you want to track who's using the app, what kind of features are they using, maybe you want to collect that information so that you can actually target them with an ad sometime on Facebook or Instagram in the future, you can use software that Facebook created to do that. And so what these developers do is they send all of that information to Facebook so that they can compile it and monitor it. And that includes information about all of their users, whether they are also Facebook users or not. So that is kind of how Facebook comes to collect, you know, some of its information about people who don't necessarily have Facebook accounts.
I mean, in theory, there are privacy settings on apps that limit what data an app has access to. Clearly, those are not adequate. How can users better protect themselves from having this kind of personal data getting shared with Facebook?
Well, it's the easiest response to that is saying don't put things on the internet that you don't want other people to see. And that's a little bit unfair to the consumer because some of these apps offer nice services that you should be able to trust the app developer.
Right, it's putting all of the onus onto the consumer.
Exactly. But what we've seen time and time again, whether it's accidental because it's a data breach, whether it's malicious, whether it's just kind of shady, we've seen that this data really does make its way around the internet. And there's no basically telling where it's going to end up once it's online. And so if there are things that are super, super personal or important, you know, social security numbers, for example, there's a reason that fax machines still exist, is that there are people who don't want to put that stuff in any way, shape, or form on the internet. And that's really the only safe way these days to fully make sure nothing gets online.
Kurt, last year, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Facebook would create a feature to let users see exactly what data Facebook has collected from them and let users delete that. Tell us the status of that. Do we know when that might be available, if at all?
Yeah, so that feature is called Clear History. And if you've ever used a web browser, there's a way to go up and basically say, clear my browsing history. And Facebook wanted to offer the same kind of feature for their users. That was announced last May. It's still not out. They've said publicly that it has been a larger technical challenge than they thought to actually allow people to go in and clear all of this data. They claim they're still working on it. And so I imagine we will see it probably in the next couple months. But there are a number of ways that Facebook lets people go in and see what they've collected about them and to delete it. The problem is it's not always very obvious and easy to find. And for most people, it would require actually proactively going and seeking that out. And most users, as much as, you know, they don't necessarily want their information collected by Facebook, they don't take the time to go in and actually delete it. And so some of these features do exist. Most people just don't know about it.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has called for an investigation into whether Facebook is secretly accessing personal information, and you know, other states have opened investigations in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal of recent years. What do you think will happen as a result of this new scandal? Will it finally force Facebook to change?
I'm hesitant to say that any one thing at this point is going to force Facebook to change. I mean, we've spent the last 12 to 18 months, basically talking about Facebook's data practices and policies, and every politician in the United States and in the UK and in the rest of Europe has basically called for stricter laws and regulations around Facebook. So I don't know if this one incident is necessarily going to be the straw that, you know, breaks the camel's back, but I do think that there is a lot of momentum right now around trying to regulate these tech companies and the amount of data that they collect from people. And this is just another example of, how Facebook maybe is too big and has too much information. So I think this will be used against them. And I imagine we will see some more regulation against tech coming soon.
Both at the federal and potentially at the state level. That's Kurt Wagner, Recode senior editor for social media. Kurt, thanks a lot.
Thank you.